Hey there, this is Jeanine Ledford, your Intercultural Creativity Keynote Speaker, and this is the Diamond Mentor Moments on the Create and Grow Rich podcast, produced by Cafe Strategies, an industry leader and founder in intercultural creativity training. These are just short gems to help you grow in your intercultural creative thinking, which is now the number one skill needed in this global workforce. We hope you enjoy the lessons learned here, and don't forget to look for the book, The 7 Gems of Intercultural Creativity, How to Connect, Create, and Innovate Across Cultural Lines. Now, enjoy this gem. Hey, this is Jeanine, and this is your Diamond Mentor moment for today, January 12th, 2022. Still giving you encouraging, powerful messages to help you get the foundation of your year off to a great, great myelinated start. That's what we're talking about today. Those of you know, I'm doing a lot of research in the neuroscience about what it means to think creatively and what it means to have cultural competence. Basically, how's it to live an intercultural creative life with knowing what's going on within our brain. Today, we are talking about your nerves and what your accents and your nerves are doing during a concept called myelination. But myelinate your moments in 2022. For those of you who don't know, intercultural creativity is the combination, right? The mashup between cultural competence and creative thinking. Cultural competence, your ability to work well with people with different lived backgrounds and different lived experiences. Creative thinking is your ability to think about new ideas that are relevant and have novelty within your life and in the workspace and beyond. So it's a process of problem finding, problem solving with value, relevance, and novelty with people from various cultural backgrounds and various experiences. That is intercultural creativity. We are going to quickly talk about how to normalize to neutralize. Do you remember when you first were riding a bike? You first got on a bicycle. Were you excellent? Were you running are riding up and down the roads like you've been riding for years? No, it was probably, I'm not going to assume, but for most of us, it was a wobbly experience. You were getting used to your balance. You were getting used to coordinating your limbs in the right rhythm and in the right way. The same for driving a car. Remember how everything was a intentional move. You move the blinker. You really had to pay attention to the gas and the brake, especially if you were driving a stick shift, right? You really had to think about everything you're doing. If you've been riding a bike or driving for many years now, it's not that case. You have had the chance to myelinate those moments. And I'm going to talk about what does that mean. But riding a bike, driving a car, it takes practice and repetition for your mind and your body to get accustomed to the new skill. Fear is the same way. We're going to talk about that. But first, what is actually going on in your brain? Myelin sheath is that a lipid fatty substance that covers the axons, which are part of your neurons. And your neurons are trying to communicate and get electrical impulses across so you can move and you can think and you can do what the body needs to do. When you're born with billions of neurons, but a lot of them aren't myelinated yet. So that's why you see babies who are kind of spazzing out and they are not walking when they're born. There's some animals out there in the wild who they start walking within 10 minutes of being born because of survival reasons. The mom's like, okay, you're here. You got to get up and go so we can move and be safe. Their neurons are myelinating very quickly. For humans, it takes about 10 months to 15 months for humans to get the myelination of walking and coordination down. But once it happens and you see little ones running around and all the stuff. So for you to walk, to ride a bike, and to drive, you have to do it over and over again. So those axons can be covered with this fatty substance called myelin, and these electrical pulses can move even faster, and that's how you get the coordination. Well, guess what? Not only is riding a bike, driving a car, and walking a skill that you can improve the more you do with it, confidence is a skill that you can improve the more you do it as well. Creativity is a skill that you can improve the more you do it as well. Your ability to think metaphorically, to make unusual associations, to think divergently. Those are skills that if you do it, you're basically myelinating that process. It becomes a part of you. You don't have to get up and think about walking. It just happens. The same for creative thinking as well. There's a wonderful TED Talk that I love to watch. It's a great TED Talk. He's funny, by Jia Jiang. And he talked about myelinating his response to rejection. Rejection is a huge issue when you talk about creative thinking and intercultural connections. A lot of people don't want to try to be allies because they're afraid of what's going to happen. They're afraid of saying the wrong thing. They're afraid of just putting themselves out there. And so what this man did is he was afraid of being rejected because of a childhood incident that happened with public humiliation. So he saw that it was affecting the way he was living his adult life. He wasn't able to take risks like he wanted to. He wasn't able to really put himself out there and do the things that he wanted to do. So he myelinated that process. And he signed up for 30 days of rejections, 100 rejections. The first one, walk up to someone and ask them for $100. And of course, the person was like, no, why would I do that? And then he just ran away because he was just so afraid of that. But then he tried it again. And he walked to someone who was eating French fries and asked them for a French fry. And then he tried it again. He bought a rose bush and asked a person in their home if he could plant his rose bush in their backyard. So he was just practicing hearing rejection, dealing with the emotional responses that rejection brought, and then now strengthening his ability to handle those responses. He was myelinating those moments because fear can stop us from creating. Fear can stop us from interculturally connecting. So we want to really build the myelin around the nerves that help us to continue to move forward, even in the face of rejection. Here's something that I talk about with my clients and some keynotes and trainings about myelinating your moments. If you have a big goal, think of your big goal, your BHAG goal, your big, hairy, audacious goal for 2022. It's over here somewhere, and it may bring a little bit of fear. It may bring a little bit of trepidation. Okay, how am I going to do that? How am I going to feel? I'm a little bit fearful of doing it, but I know I need to do it. How do I myelinate that moment? So I'm going to use an example of public speaking because public speaking is a big fear for a lot of people. It's actually rated the number one fear that most people have, even above death. So people are more fearful of public speaking than they are passing away, which is quite interesting, but there you go. And so if you have the goal of one day being on a TED stage or a TEDx stage, but you might have a fear of public speaking, how do you myelinate that moment? Well, here are some ideas. Start small. Speak in front of your home. If you have family members at home, speak in front of them. Organize a small speech and give it and see their response. So you're myelinating that moment there and you don't stop there. You take it to the next step. Maybe you have a small gathering over your house, like a vision board party, or if you're a faith-based person, maybe a Bible study or a game night of something like that. But before the event starts, start with an introductory speech. That's myelinating that moment. Next, you can maybe take it outside your home and look for a youth group or some community group where they have people where you can mentor to. And you don't know some of these people, so that adds that extra risk, right? Because you're home, you knew those people, but this, you may not know them. And you could offer a mentorship speech and start there. And then something that I did in my own myelination process, you can look for a wonderful group called Toastmasters. Now, Toastmasters, if you go to a really good group, they have people that you don't know. But it's a psychologically safe space. You can work on your speech. You can work on your speech structure. You can work on your speech delivery, your cadence, your pitch, your body language, your pausing. And they give you feedback. They tell you what went well and they tell you areas that you can improve on. And you just keep practicing, practicing, practicing. You're building those connections within your neurons so it becomes normal for you to do this. And lastly, you just keep applying. You know the idea you're ready to spread, like my idea is intercultural creativity, and you're ready for the TEDx stage. So what some people don't know, and I share it in my talks, is that I started my life from the speech therapy room and headed towards the TEDx stage only because I was aware of what was going on in my brain, and I knew I had to myelinate the moments. I had to get my neurons to be in control of stepping level by level, dealing with the fear, dealing with the emotional response that could have kept me away from going step by step, level by level. I joined an amazing Toastmasters, Challengers Toastmasters, and they were pivotal in helping me normalize getting up in front of people, structuring my talks, speaking with emotion, and inspiring and informing my audience. So I just wanted to share that with you. Another example is that I'll be speaking in New Orleans this weekend at the Serious Business Conference. So excited to be just inspiring and informing. I'm all about informing because you know me, I love my research and sharing that. Inspiring and informing the salon and beauty industry about intercultural creativity. There's a lot to talk about when you talk about beauty and perceptions of beauty and intercultural creativity. So I will be in New Orleans at the Serious Business Conference for their opening keynote speaker. So check that out at seriousbusiness.net. And also don't forget, if you know you want your family members, your young people in your life to really think about their creativity, then send them the I Am Creative book. This is a fun picture book my son and I wrote together. He did all the things and I just put it in the book basically. And at the very end, I talked to parents about, or parents or caretakers or teachers, about what's actually going on in their brain and why the 16 Diamond Tools are really important. So if you want to inspire your kids about their creativity, inspire the next generation, check that out. And also, the book is out. It was released in December. This is the 7 Gems of Intercultural Creativity. You can check this out on cafestrategies.com if you want a signed version from me. And this goes through the 7 gems, the core cognitive competencies that we will need, or that we currently need moving forward. Open-mindedness, curiosity, perspective shifting, observation, adaptation, and connecting across cultures. So I am so excited to have shared that with you. Myelinate your moments and know that you can do great things. You can go as far as you want to, basically as far as your imagination can take you. If you know what's going on in your brain, how to control it, and how to have your brain work for you and your creativity. We will see you next time for your Diamond Mentor Moment. Take care.